Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas. And we've got U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez here on the show today. And Congressman Gonzalez from District 23 here in Texas. I wanted to get him on because he has the largest district, the largest area that is on the border of any congressional district in the nation. And so because of that, the border is a very, very important issue to him. And I want you, Congressman, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Yeah. Hey, George, thanks for having me back on.
Let me ask you, now that we've got that we're going to have Kamala Harris, the former Vice President Kamala Harris, and maybe future President Kamala Harris, who has been in charge. She's been the border czar. What has been happening to your constituents the past 3.5 years, almost 4 years, with the border?
Yeah, you'll get this joke. Maybe not everyone will, but I often get reminded of people call her Kamala Harris.
Yes,
which essentially means, you know, how bad, what a bad person she's been. She has been so terrible on the border, George. I can't. I mean, literally, this has been, if not the most important issue for the entire country, not just South Texas, but the entire country, the amount of fentanyl that's coming over, the amount of folks on the terrorist watch list, just the amount of sheer people in general has turned communities upside down. And her, as the acting vice president, has done nothing, zero. I mean, if you remember back a couple years ago, they took one trip to Central America and she talked about root causes. And I spent a lot of time on this problem set. Like you mentioned, I have 42% of the southern border, places no one knew about several years ago, like Eagle Pass and Del Rio and parts of El Paso. And they've told me, hey, we have not seen her since. And so nothing has changed. So she's really failed her job at vice president. There's no doubt in my mind she has a 0% chance of beating Donald J. Trump, especially due to her poor performance on the border.
Now, wasn't there a situation not too long ago, maybe I think it was last year, where a car chase took the life of a grandmother and her granddaughter, I believe it was?
Yeah, sadly, there's been too many of these cases, but out in Ozona, the Tambunga family lost their grandmother and young daughter, Coke and Emmy, to a smuggler that was, you know, driving 100 miles an hour through town, small little West Texas town, literally hundreds of miles from the border. And this is where, you know, the tentacles of this border crisis, you know, from the children being exploited to the drugs, just everything it touches turns to ash. I live in San Antonio as well, and we know, you know, you can't even go to North Star Mall downtown because of that. The center that's there, it's really turned communities upside down, and Kamala Harris has done absolutely nothing to fix the border.
Now, I'm glad you bring up North Star Mall because number of shootings in the city has really, really escalated, mostly because, we don't have enough police officers. And at the same time, we have a DA who seems to be more excited to prosecute police officers than criminals. That seems to be the case in many, many places, you know, like in Austin, like in Chicago, where there are a lot of aliens settling, being resettled, and the crime has spiked. And at the same time, I call it the open border meets defund the police. You've given some money to the city to hire more police officers. What are your thoughts about all this that's going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, half the battle is having more cops on the beat, right? Just having physical presence there. That is half the battle. But the other half of the battle is the policy. And it's really dangerous. These Soros-funded DAs, that are all over the country have really ruined a lot of communities. And I recently sat down with the director of ICE, and him and I were talking, and we're walking through some of these different issues. And I asked him point blank, I go, how many criminal aliens do you know that are known bad actors? I mean, I'm talking really bad people that are, you know, that they've committed a felony and they're loose. How many of those people do you have, director? He goes, tens of thousands, Tony. I was like, holy smokes. I'm like, okay, you've got tens of thousands of these people loose in the country. I'm going, what is preventing you from going and scooping these people up? I'm not talking about the little old lady that just crossed. I'm not talking about the 8-year-old. I'm talking about the hardened, you know, TDA, Trandagua, you know, transnational Venezuelan criminal that you know is out there. How do you remove that person? He goes, one of the obstacles is these local DAs will not work with federal law enforcement.
Wow.
And I go, we gotta work around this. So actually, in this year's, as I said on appropriations, George, in this year's CJS, Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill, we got some language in there that forces local DAs to work with state, local, and federal all work together on intel while dealing with criminals. I mean, we shouldn't need laws. It's so crazy, George. We shouldn't need laws for some of these things, but we do. And because we've got these people like the DA that are kind of in jobs that they're supposed to be defending the law, and in many cases they're allowing laws to be broken.
Yeah, it's amazing. I found out in talking to one of my police officer friends that about a month ago there were three shootings, three murders, mm-hmm. right by North Star Mall, all of them involving migrants. And they couldn't trace these people because nobody knew who they were. They had crossed, they had given phony names. Nobody knew who they were, what the circumstances were, to the murders and whatnot. It is really insane, the situation that we're looking at.
You know what, George, it's unsafe. I mean, bottom line, it's not fair to Americans to not feel safe in your own community, period. So another thing that I've been pushing on is working with federal and state and local law enforcement on these anti-gang task forces. And I mentioned that because the TDA folks, the MS-13 folks, the Venezuelan gangs that are coming over, and they're staying in many cases. How do you tackle them? Well, one of the instrument that is already in place is an anti-gang task force. And so I've been, once again, through the appropriations process going, we added more dollars to that specific task force so that way we can tackle these. And the idea is this. I think every member of Congress should be talking about this. Every member of Congress should be having task forces in their communities. I can't control every member of Congress, but I sure as hell can control my district. And so I want it to be known, like, hey, look, San Antonio, South Texas, West Texas, that's not the place to start up shop and terrorize folks. Because, you know, we're going to come after you, and I think that's the way you got to take it.
Yeah, that's true. Congressman, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us today. Anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go, buddy?
No, I would say thank you for having me on. You always got a great show. Anytime, I'm always in to do it. God bless, George, and you take care of Pat.
Thank you very, very much. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with our good friend, Congressman Tony Gonzalez from District 23 here in Texas. Thank you very much, Congressman.
All right, take care.